We are on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Four lines from the top. Amar Rav Huna, Haytapche Deloisor Sakino Kamei Chocho. A tabach that does not show his sakin to a chochem. So you put him in Chayren. That's what Rav Huna says. The Rava Omar Mavrino Lei, not only you put him in Chayren, but also we take away his business. The Trashi Leisol Sakinish Leheres Sakine Lechochem. Mavrino Lei Muumnusoi. Shloim Kerbosoi. He won't be able to sell meat anymore. Umachrezinon abisrei de treifoi. We're machrez on the bosor that it's bosor treife, and we take away his business. So we have here, Rav Huna says mishamtinon, and Rav is moisev mavrino, mavir umnosem imenu. The loy pligi, the Gemara says, there's no machloikis. Kan kshenimtseis sakina yofe. So the stam of the Gemara said, there's no machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav. If nimtseis sakina yofe, let's say after the shrite, we see that the sakin is good. So memele, so then is mishamtina loy. Kan b'shaloi nimtzeis sakina yofe. But if we were baidik the sakin after the shrite, and we see there was a sakin pogum, so then, mavrinolei. That's a stoma de gemore that wants to say that there's no machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav. Ravina Omar, Ravina said, Heicha de loy nimtzeis sakina yofe. If we find that the sakin was pogum, memasmes lei beporoso. So then we take the meat, we're melachlech the meat beperesh, dafilu loyvet kechovim nami loy mizdav. So the Mashoz Mevaya, that Ravine is choylik on the stomach of the Gemara. That the stomach of the Gemara had said that there's no machloikis between Rav and Ravune. Ravine learned there is a machloikis between Rav and Ravune. When it was Nimtzeis Sakina Yofe, so Ravine learned, so Rav held that Mavrina, we take away his parnose, and Ravin is Moisev, if Loi Nimtzei Sakina Yofe, is then, is Mamas Mesloi Beporosa. He says, so according to Ravine, if Nimtzei Sakina Yofe, is a Machlikis Ravun and Rove, Ravun hold Meshamtina Lei, Rava holds Mavrina Lei Machazinan Abisrei de Treife. That is by Nimtzei Sakina Yofe. And Ravine says, by Loi Nimtzei Sakina Yofe, so then we make sure he should not be capable of selling it afilu tagoi. Let us see Rashi. Nimtzei Sakina Yofe Mishamtina Lei Mishum Abkiruso. Shehechtsev pono. He says, why do you put him in Chayrim? Because he was a mechutzev. He was supposed to show the sakin to the chochem, and he didn't show the sakin to the chochem. Kede kaimelo menadin al kvoy darab. Bebroches beperk mishemaisoy. Beporosa perish. Porosa targum shall perish. Dafilu loivit kechovmen loim mizdat. So Ravina says, if Loi Nimtzei Sakina Yofe, so then we'll make sure that he won't derive any benefit from this meat. We will make sure he's not able to sell the Filutagoi. והיכו דנמצאיס סכינה יופה. מחזינן עלי דטריפי משום כנוסה. לא יבדי כחוב מי ישבקין עלי לזבונה. So just let us hold חשבן the way the Marsha says. There are two mahalchim in the Gemara. We heard over here there's a member of Rafune that says if he did not show the sakin to the chochem, so the din is mishamtin alei. We put him in chayim. Now Rava said, if he didn't show the sakin to the chochem, mavrin alei, you take away his panosa, we put up a sign on the store, bosa treifet. We will not permit him to sell kosher meat anymore. Now, in these two members, between Rav Huna and Rava, we have a machloikis, the Stome de Gemore and Ravine. The Stome de Gemore held that there's no machloikis between Rav Huna and Rava. Rav Huna is speaking about Nimsei Sakina Yofet. So Lamais, he made a good shchita, no calamity occurred. So Memele, so Mishamtinele, you put him in Chayram. That's all. Als Kvoidarav. Menadn al Kvoidarav. Rava said, if Lamaisa, a calamity occurred, that Lainimse Sakina Yofe, so then, from his actions, it came out that Lamaisa was a Shchita Psula, because from a mailer, then we take away his capabilities to sell Bosa Kosha. We put up a sign on the store, it's Bosa Treifa. That is according to the Stam of the Gemara. Ravine said, no. There's a machloikis between Rove and Ravune. Ravune, by Nimtzei Sakina Yofe, Ravune holds that Mishamtina Lei, and Rava holds Mavrina Lei Machazinon Abisrei Detreifi, that's by Nimtzei Sakina Yofe. There's a Machloikis, and Ravina Paskins like Rava. And Lei Nimtzei Sakina Yofe, then we'll make sure that he won't be able to sell the Afilu to a goy. I just thought according to Ravina, we have a machloikis, why, what the halacha is, if nimtzei sakina yofet. Rava says, your mach is that the basar is treife, and Rav Huna says that, menadin lei, meshamtin lei. So I thought perhaps the machloikis is taller. We had mentioned yesterday a raivet. The raivet says, what is pshat in this inyan of bedikas chochem? So the Ravid says that the emison, one needs complete concentration when one is bedik asakin. If there's no complete sima slave, one will not be margish the pegimus of the sakin. So one needs complete concentration, sima slave, yirish amayim, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says. So, in that, what we have in Asmachta, that you have to show the sakin to a chochem, it's not only als kvoid a chochem, which we had this member of Rabbi Yechon, it's more than that. It is to ensure that we'll end up with a proper sakin for shchita. A chochem, we have a klal toira, maybe with the zehiris. That means if he's a Talmud chochem, some a mele, so he'll be zoyer in the bedikas hasakin. A person who's not a Talmud Chochem, there's missing in the Zehiris. So memele, we are not ending up with a sakin which is truly boduk. It could very well, yeah, he was bedik it, but al kaponim could be it's not boduk. Or perhaps not, perhaps we don't have to say that there's a psachshash. It's mishim kvoidei shel chochem, but not that the emison we have to clear that if a tabach is boidik, the sakin, so the stakin really something to clear, maybe he did not make a proper bedikah. L'chatrila, she gave it to Achochem, but not that there's really a mocking lochush that there wasn't a proper bedikah. So it could be, according to Ravina, that is the machloikis Ravuna and Rabbe. Ravuna holds, Mishamtin alei. That means Ravuna, you don't have to really clear that the bedikah of the tabach was not a proper bedikah. Man, if he's baidik, he's baidik. There's a din of kvaydei shel chacham. That's true. We learn that from a pasuk and a smachte that one fakert, one should be mechabed the chacham to rely on the bdikas of chacham. But that's only als kvaydei shel chacham. So memele, if he did not show it to the chacham, so all that you do is mishamtin alei menadin al kvaydei rav. That's what Ravuna held. Rove held, no, that's tamazay covered. We really are chayish, since he's not a chochem, since the tabach is not a chochem, so be'emesin, there's a mocking lochish, so perhaps there wasn't a proper bedike, and there wasn't a proper shchite. So memele, so therefore, if he made such a shchite, without showing it to a chacham, and he relied on his mevinus, we're going to say that mavarinale. We're going to say no, that we will not trust you anymore, and we'll be machis that the boss of the strike. Could be that is the machlokes of Ravin and Rove. Ahu tapche. As machlokes Ravun and Rav Amin, ahu tapche de loisor sakine kamei de Rove bachinen. There was a tabach who did not show his sakin to Rove bachinen. Shamtei, so Rove bachinen was menadim, ba'ovrei he was mave me'menasei. He put already a psasain on the. There was a goa, and like I said, the window said bosa kosher, so they called the costa bosa kosher, bosa treife, there were machis, that this tabach sells bosa treife. Va'achis abrisrei de treife. Now let us just hold chashbin. So, Rove bachinene held like Ravine, but paskin like Rove, that if Afilu Nimtzei Sakine Koshi wasn't biting the Sakin, this he did already, he held like the way Ravina learns Pshat and Rove, that if he doesn't show the Sakin to a Chochem, there's a Mokem already Lachosh that maybe he did not make a proper Shrita. So therefore, not only are we Menadim, Remaches Abisrei de Treifi. Fine. That's exactly what he did. So he held, Rav Bachinene held like Ravine Alibe de Rav. Iklu Marzutre v'Ravashi legabei. Now he had some visitors, Rav Bachinene, Marzutre v'Ravashi. Omalohu la'ainu rabbonon b'milsei. Maybe you should be ma'ayin in this maisa with this tabach. The Toli Beit Tafli. Remember, he has a big family. Rove Bachinen knew he did what he held was right to do, and he was machis at the Bosor Estreife, but Leidach Gise, this person has a big family, and he has to support him. He just took away his whole panosa was this butcher shop, and now it lost the heksha from the Rav Amachshe, there were machers that it's trei. So he told Mar Zutre and Ravashi, if she can't, maybe he can find a way how to be machshe the meat. I mean, this person has a big family and needs panosa. He was matziya this to them. Botko Ravashi lesakine, v'nimtzei shiofe v'achshere. So Ravashi was baidik the sakin, and he found that it was a good sakin. Now let's figure out what happened over here. Ravashi held like the stomach of the Gemara that Rove that says machrezinon abisrei de treife is dafke if the sakin was not yofe. If the sakin is yofe, is then you're not machis that it's safe. It's manidin, als kveida rab, menadinen als kveida rab. But you don't parcel the meat. So Ravashi be'etzem held like the stomach of the Gemara, and not like Ravine, and not like Rava Bachinine. Rava Bachinine also held like Ravine. Rava Bachinine held that full of the sakin is yofe. He held that machazinen abisrei de treife. Bekitzer, Ravashi, he held like the stomach of the Gemara, ba'achsherei. And he was machsher the meat. Amalei mazutre b'lei leichish malus over. I don't understand you. I mean, we have over here Rava Bachinine. He's vice, I see, was the Zakana Rabbonim over here, and he personally held that afilu by nimtzeis sakina yofe, it's also machrezinen that it's treif. So, you went in the, you're ignoring his psak. Amaleish lichuse kovdinen. He gave me a green light. He told me to find the heter. He told me, Faked, I should be mishtadl, this person needs panosa. So that's my ishtadlus. I hold grat that, he put it in my lap. He put it in my lap, and I hold grat that if it's nimse sakina yofe, so, you're not matrif the meat. Zot Rashi. Sham teva ovrei. Now this is Rove Bachinene, the Kosova. He held ki oma Rove Mabrinalei. Afilo nimse sakine yofakama. That's what Rove Bachinene held. Legabei the Rove Bachinene. Now they had these guests, Marzutra and Ravashi. So he told them, you should be buying the milse shel tabarze ulai timtzu leischus. Because tafli, he has bonim ktanim tluyim olav lozim, v'tzorli staker, he needs parnose. Tafli targim shel tafli. V'achsherei, and Ravashi was machshe the meat, dikosova, because Ravashi held hoda oma rove mavrinelei, b'sheloi nimtzei sakine yofe kama. Rove, Ravashi held like the stomach of the Gemara that said, "V'loy pligi." There's no machloikis between Rove and Ravune. So he asked him, "Why aren't you chayish l'sove?" So he said, "Shlichusei kavdine, shaytzibonu limse leischus." He said to find the schus, "Ba'achshav shemotzinu." I found the schus in otzrichen. We don't have to ask him over again. He put it in our lap, and if we hold that it's muta, so it's muta. Zok to Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Baravune, Shein Telusha. If you have a shein that's not mechuber to a Baal Chai, Bitsipoiren Telusha. Now the shame could be mechuba to the lechi of a Baal Chai. But it's not mechuba to the whole Baal Chai. They bring down that, if it's mechuba to the lechi, it's called, so the lechi is considered like a handle of the sakin. We're shechting with a tooth, and the tooth is attached to the lechi, so we consider that this is called adava tolush. I'm shechting with the tooth, and the lechi is a way to grab the tooth. You can't shech with a tooth alone, so the lechi is a base yad for the tooth, which I'm using for a socket. Shein telusha, that means, but not if I would have a whole behemoth, and I would shecht the behemah, and I would shecht with this behemah, so that's called, I'm shechting with Hadova HaMechuba. Shein Telusha, Vitzipoiren Telusha. Or I'll have, let's say, a tzepoirin tlush, others say a fillo the tzepoirin, the nail, is attached to a yad, but that is also called like a base yad to the tzepoirin. Afuki, if it's attached to a guf sholem, that's a psul of mechuba. Shein tlusha v'tzepoirin tlusha, muta lishchayt bo lechatchila. So since it's tlusha, there's no problem whatsoever. So you're allowed to shecht with, say with a shein and say with a tzipayin. Frek de gemore bo nan, we learned in the Mishnah, chutz mi magul kotzer, a megiro ba shinayim ba tzipayin, mi bnei shehein choynkel. So here it says, in the Mishnah it says that shinayim are not good, tzipayin is not good. And how could you say that a shein and a tzipayin is good? And for the Gemara, shein ashein loikash. Ho bechode ho betalti. He says, Rabbi Bar Avuna was medayik bo shoyne, shein telusha. One tooth. If you have one tooth that's attached to a lechi, so one tooth, if you have a sharp tooth, you could shecht with that tooth. There's no problem. The Mishnah that it says, that it's no good, vahashinayim. The Mishnah is speaking about two teeth. So if you have two teeth, so since there's space in between, so memela in the space in between, it's like a pegime of a sakin. So memela then will be kereya the simen. Shein ha-shein loikashe, ha bechode, ha betarti. One tooth is mutter. Two teeth are also, because it's chaynik. Tzipayren ha tzipayren leikashem, ha betlusha ha bemechuberes. Is that what the Mishnah says, that if a person shechted with a tzipayren, it's no good? That's speaking about if it's mechuber, leguf ha'odam, leguf ha'bal chay. And that's what Rabbi Bar Avuna said, that a tzipayren is good, is speaking about a tzipayren tlusha. Zok Rashi, Shein Tlusha, Shenitlash Alechi Min Ha'odom, the jaw was nekav from a Odom, Oy Min Ha'beheime, Lafuki Mechuberes the Balei Chaim. The Balei Chaim, others say, Labdavki, if it's alive. But I mean that it's Mechuber to a Balei Chaim. Vayikachas ha-machelos, we need that the machelos should be a dovo tolush. If it's mechuba to a baal chai, if a little baal chai is dead, that's still called a psul of mechuba. Afuki mechuber is the baal chai. But if it's only attached to the lechi, so the lechi, it's not, is considered like a handle to the shame. So then the din is that it's a kosh kashita, that's called tolush. Ho betarti. But if you have two teeth, the fulu tlusha is minachai, ukvua is belechi, avikisakin peguma, sheish hefrish ben zulizu. Bechodok sheiro. But one tooth is kosher. Fa'afal gav the ein boroichet. Now how wide is one tooth? Okay, Malon, Echid the Hoylech Vehebi, Afilu Sakin Koshuk Sheri. You don't need a Sakin, that's the whole Reiche Vatsavo. Afilu the Sakin is only a minute Sakin, but with a Loch and a Bo, you can cut the Simonim, that's also sufficient. Mechuberes lebalei chaim, then it's no good. Kerebi, doma in shechtem b'mechuberem. Ha betlusha, ha b'mechuberes. Gabi shein, have emotzi lishnu yehochi. The Gemara could have said the same terret. That what the Gemara said by Tzipoirim. The Rabbah Baravun is speaking about the tlusha. And the Mishnah is speaking about Mechuberes. We could have said the same teretz by Shein also, that the Rav Avuna is speaking about a Shein Tlusha, and the Mishnah that says that it's possible speaking about mechuberes. Gabi shena b'moslo shniyochi elam mishum the b'masnisin toni v'hashinayin. The Mishnah says v'hashinayin the mash metrei shmochi nami mukilo betlusha. That is speaking about its tolush upsulin mibnei shehein chinkim. There the psul is because it is chinek. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hashoichet b'magul kotzer. A person shechts b'magul kotzer. Now, a magul kotzer is that the pgimis are close one to the other. They're on an angle. So if you're going in one direction, it's, you're making a chitoch without any it will not get caught at all in the simen. Ashoichet b'magul kotzer b'derech halichosa. That means he shechted it in the same direction that the angle of the angle of the magul kotzer was going. So there's nothing for the simen to get caught in. Sheikh Vagul Kotsa Bdachalichosa, Beishamai Poislim, Ubeishilu Machshirim. Bim Echliko Shineho, but what is if he smoothed it out? He took away all these Pekimis, Arehi Kisakin, and then you can go backwards and forwards, because there's no more Pekimis anymore. Magul kotzer, derech halichosa, eina keras, mibnei shereshe kfufim miyoid, because the roshim are close one to another. So memela, since it's close one to the other, one is bent over the other, so memela, there's nothing to, that the simen should get caught in, it should be chaynik the simen. Omar Rab Chiya Baraba Omar Rab Yechene Av Kshehechshiroi Beisilu. Here it says that Beisilu was Machsher Lehechshiroi Elo Letaro Midei Nevela. Beisilu was only Machsher that it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. It has a Teire Shrite that it's not called a Nevela. Avol Bachila Asure. So Rab Chiya Baraba Omar Rab Yechene is saying that for Achila they were Geizel, I mean, this is a dangerous sakin over here. It only goes in one direction. If you're gonna go back, it's going to pass all the Shrita. So Memele, so Rabbi Yechanan said, that what Beisilu was Mekel, was only Mekel, it got be Tumis Nevela. Since we're speaking about a case that he didn't go back, so do. So Lagabi Tumis Nevela, we said it's not Matama Tumis Nevela, that's a Beisilu Machsha. It's called a kosher Shchite. But to say that we should be matered Bachila, such a Sakin won't be matered Bachila, because this Sakin is Olu to make a posel a Shchite. Alchi Barabam Rabbi Yechanak Sheshire Beisilu Leich, Shire Elo Letar Midei Nevela. Only to be mitar midei nevela, avol b'achila asurim. But Beis Hillel was not matati to meat. Amar Rav Ashi deike nami, diktoni beishamei poislim ubeis Hillel machshirim. Loiktoni beishamei oisrim ubeis Hillel matirim. Now, poislim umachshirim, we're speaking about the maise shchite. Is it a posel shchite? Is it a kosher shchite? Oisrin umatirin was speaking about the result of the shchite, that the boser is mutter, the boser is osser. Now, a kosher shchite and a posel shchite, ignoring what the end results were, that means, is the meat mutter? It's a kosher shchite. Why say that the meat is mutter? So the Gemara brings a raya, so Ravashi brought a raya. No, we're not talking about the meat. The meat is taka also. That's why Bedavki didn't speak about the meat. He didn't speak about the result, the end result, what happened through the shchita. He just said it's a kosher shchita. It's a kosher shchita by Dafka Mina. That's not Matama Tumas Nevelis. But Bedavki, he spoke about the Shechita, and he didn't speak about the result of the Shechita, because he holds the Itzake not muta to eat. Frech the Gemara, it's Rabashi, b'letaymeich, lisni veishamei metamim beisilu metarem. You're bringing a raya, since he spoke about the Shechita, is a raya that the end result is, it's not mutar osa. So why didn't he speak about the end result, legabi tumah v'tahara? Why does he have to speak vaguely? He speaks about the ma'aseh shechita. Say that beisil is matar and beishamei is matamah, tumas nevelos. Elo, so kochach, he can't bring any diuk from elo poisel machshirim v'oisel matirim choda milsei. This is the same thing. So from the Lashon, you don't have any raya. Zogt Rashi, Abu Bachila Surik Zeira Hailocha Otto Hebo. Isabeheta Shaykh Linyanachil Ela Paisla Machirin, the Lashon Suva Hechsha Ashrita Koi. We're talking about the Maisa Shrita, the Baishamai Psula Shritos in the Bailey. That means, since we're speaking about the Maisa Shrita, you can't bring any raya what the results are. It could be if it's a kosher Maisa Shrita, it's kosher of Bachila. Leitaydik minei siyata la Rabbi Yochanan. Mi da Rabbi Yochanan, Ise, gmore gome lo mi rabbi. Leiktoni oischem umatirem, Kama duchti ktoni koshe v'shori b'achila. What was the diet of Ravashi? Elohochi shane di ika lemiti. So memele should have been more specific. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoichet mitoich atabas. A person shechted mitoich atabas. Bishir bo meloi hachut al panei kulo. Shchitoso ikshero. B'Rav Yosi, b'Rav Yuda Omer, meloi chut al panei rubo. Now I think in order we should know what we're speaking about, it would be right to look into the Sichas Chulin. Now let us see Rashi. So we have here Machlokes. The Tanakame holds that in order that it shouldn't be a psul of agrome, Hashoichet mitoichat habas v'shaye bo meloi chut al pnei kulo. That means there's a mashu left over in the tabas, so that's called he made a shchiten the mokim shchite. It's shchitos like shayla. But you have to, you can't, in the process of shchite, you can't leave the mokim shchite, even though you shech the druboi. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudaim, meloi chut al pnei rubo. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah holds that it is sufficient if you shechted, you left over, you made a shchite, b'mokim shchite on roiv of the tabas, so even though later you left the mokim shchite, let's lemal lemal. Malechut al pnei ruba. Let us see Rashi. Hashoichet mitoicha tabas. Now, Rashi, mitoich hatabas, with the hey ayidia, hat the tabas. So Rashi says, and we'll see as the sugya progresses why Rashi said this, bitabas gedoilo. We are speaking about the tabas gedoilo. Shehi el yoino lekulon koma. This is the top tabas. She'ein tabas l'maylo imenu. So there's no tabas over it. That means after this tabas comes the koiva, which is not a mokim shchita. V'shaya bo maloya chut al pnei kula. So in this tabas, you left over a mashu, litzat ha-roish, that means towards the roish of the behemoth. This is the outermost point of shchita. That means if you go a little further, you just went past the mokim shchita. Shloi hito lesakin lotzeis minatabas letzadarish. He did not in any way turn the sakin that it should leave the tabas, which is speaking about the tabas agdoilo, which is the tab tabas. Ache goma kola tabas kulo sheilo. Then it's kosher. Maloi achut kloima koldoi avol. In koydem shegoma eskulo, before he ended shechting this tabas, higrim es asakim letzad haroish. He left this tabas. He left the mokem shchita. He's going further up towards the roish. He's going towards the koiva, which is not the mokem shchita. V'yotza min atabas. V'gomar es ha-shchita le-maila min ha-tabas. She'ein o'i mokim shchita. This is not a mokim shchita. He was going with the shchita in a mokim that's not a mokim shchita. She'hi ha-grome she'nemro le-moyshe misina. Afal pi she'nishchat roiva kone b'mokim shchita. Even though roiva of the kone was geshochten already, so what's wrong? Posli labonon hoyel v'gom roiva psul. Seems you go boss of the gemar, that since it was gom roiva psul, so memeu that's aloch l'moyshe misinai, that you go boss of the chitom, l'maise, he ended this maise shchita in a mokim. That's not a mokim shchit. That is what the Chachamim mokim. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda oimer, m'lo yachut al pnei rubo. No, you don't need that the whole ma'aser shchita has to be a mokim shchita. That if roiv of the ma'aser shchita was in the mokim shchita, m'shir bo m'lo yachut ha-sa'iro, min ha-tabas, b'tzad ha-roish al pnei roiv ha-tabas. Kloima, what does roiv atabas mean? Shechotach roiv hakone besoich atabas. In this tabas, he cut it, but roiv of the kone was cut. Ubimiyuto higrim. In the miyut, he was higrim. He went out of the mokim shchita. V'yotza mimeno letzad haroish. And he went letzad haroish. V'goma ha-shchita l'mayla imenu, k'sheira. De-verubis kashchis lo-shchita. But roiv, it becomes kosher. Roiv, the shchita becomes kosher with roiv. V'idoch ki koshochit, that what he's shechting afterwards, somebody's cutting a piece of meat. I mean, the shchita is done and over with. After you shech the roiv, the shchita is done and over with. Ve'istim mefarshi. So now, before we see ve'istim mefarshi, let us see. The ve'istim mefarshi is the Rabbeinu Gershon. So let us see the Rabbeinu Gershom, and then we'll see what he says. Amar the Kechidush. Hashoichet. Let's look in the Rabbeinu Gershom. Hashoichet mitoichat habas v'shir bo meloi hachut kloima. Zot the Rabbeinu Gershom kol hashoichet bo inon d'loi lishchoit. Bein hatabois. That means when we're speaking about the whole gargeres, the whole kone, so there's a lot of tabois there. Now, these tabois are, if you stretch them, there's a benatabois also, there's rings of cartilage, and then there's benatabois. Zogt der Rabbeinu Gershon, kol ha-sheichet b'inan d'loi lishchoit benatabois. He cannot shech benatabois, ela b'soich achas minatabois zog sheishchoit. V'im shochet b'soich achas minatabois, v'shir bo m'loi achut al pnei kulo. So that's good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudoyim, m'loi achut al pnei rubo, k'loi ma'afilu lo shir el m'loi achut. Fine. Now, the Shittas of Rabbeinu Gershom is that there's a psul wherever you shech, not after by the Tabas HaGdoyla, and the way Rashi says, after going further up, you're going out of the Mokim Shchita. The Mokim Shchita is the Mokim of the Tabas. Each Tabas, you have a lot of Tabois, each Tabas is a Mokim Shchita. But if you're going to go, you're gonna go out of the Mokim Atabas, so that's cool, that Grome. The Mokim Shchit is only the Mokim Atabas. So if you have 20 Tabois, you have to make sure that you shech Dafke the Tabas, according to the Chachomim. The whole Tabas. If you're gonna go Beina Tabois, you're gonna slip out Beina Tabois, that's cool, that's not a Mokim Shchit. This is Shittas Rabbeinu Gershom. There is the Mevarshi. There's others that say, this is Rabbeinu Gershom, the B'chol HaTaboyis Choshiv HaGrom. Rashi said, I was telling you, Pshat in the Mishneh, that the whole Psul HaGrom is by the Tabas HaGdol, because that's next to the Roish. So that's where the Mokim Shchita ends. This is the last point of the Mokim Shchita. So you come to the Koiva, which is not the Mokim Shchita anymore. That's how I told you, Pshat. Ve'is the Mefarshi, the B'chol HaTaboyis Choshev HaGrome L'Rabbonon or L'Rab Yosi. By all the Taboyis, you can have HaGrome. The Kivin She'his Chalishchoy B'Soich HaTabas, and the Mefarshi loved after His Chalishchoy, but, I mean, that's the Mokim Shchita. Toich HaTabas, you have to split the ring. So you have to be goymer the whole shchita l'toicha l'rabbonon, aylu b'rab yaisi. This is Shittas Rabbeinu Gershom. That in, by all the tabois is also psul agrome. If you go beina tabois, ve'eneke. So Rashi says, I wish to vehemently disagree. It's not like that. The Behedya Tanya B'Tesefte, the Enchilik Mokim B'Soich HaKone, there's no difference in the Kone, the whole Kone, Bein Toich HaTabas, La'aver Shebein Tabas L'Tabas. There's no difference if you cut the Tabas, or the Avir, which is the Basel between the Tabas L'Tabas. Up looked at you, and the way I said pshat, the machloik is the chacham and Rabbi Yosef Yudis, but tabas hagdoyle. Lefish ein mokim shchita lemailem, and because after the tabas hagdoyle, you don't have a mokim shchita lemailem. The hochitanya b'tesefte, so Rashi says, I'll bring you enough in the tesefte. Mitzvah shchita is min ha-tabas, which means from the tabas hagdoyle, going down va'adareya till the lungs. So the whole, this whole area from the tabmin ha'tabas va'adareya umagremes psula misham ulamaylo. The psula grom is going up further towards the reich. V'Rav Chanina ben Antignus marsher. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus is Marsha, he holds the Mokim HaKoiva is also the Mokim Shchita. So Fakert, he goes up a little further. Shir bo kechut samuch l'roish mukif eskulo. That means samuch l'roish, the Braisa was very explicit. Near the Rosh, he left over a chut. Sheva, Mukif es kula, that means the whole thing, the whole tabas agdoilu was cut, and it was mukif es kula, there was, that he left over a chuta saira, by the mukim achetach, pshayra. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, im hoya ruba mukif kilavona, pshayra. Don't need that the whole thing has to be mukif achuta saira. That means if it's like a lavona, like a crescent, it's also good. Zot Rashi. Umidiktoni. Let's learn Elech the Baraita. Mitzvah shchite mina tabas va'adareye. Now that's a blank statement. From the tabas till the reye, va'adareye, shma mino, betabas gedoylo, Shehiri Shoyne Koma. He's saying, from the Tabas Doyle, Vahod Korilo Tabas Tome. Why does he call the Tabas? It's one Tabas. It's good. I mean, according to Rashi, all Tabois are good. Mishum de Ein Bechola Kone Tabas Gemure Elohi. I mean, that's why all the other Tabois are like horseshoes. Yeah. Ela tsuis bosa mahalchois leolka shelkone. The whole length of the kone. Umechabrim roshi atabois. Now mi dektoni somoch leroish. Now, when it spoke about the psul hagrome, shaya bo kechut samuch l'roish. When do you need a chut if it's samuch l'roish? So since it says samuch l'roish, shma mino d'loi chayish inofik mino lemato. There's no problem if it goes down, because this, the going down towards the ray, that's all mokim shchita. So now, Rashi slugs up the Rabbeinu Gershom from the Tosefta. The later we'll see from the Gemara, Rashi will slug up from the Gemara also this pshat. Now, let's go back to Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is that vakert, that the whole psul agrome is only negeya, most of the times only by the tabas hagdoyle, because there it's, there if you go out of the mokim shchit, it'll be possible. Rav Ushmuel da omri tavayu, haloche k'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha number one, we passed on the Yisrael Yehuda, you don't have to shech kol ha-tabas, ruboi is sufficient. But now they say, amur dikishtik Torah, the way Rashi learns pshat, va'af, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda loy oma, elo b'tabas ha-gedoylo. Hoyol u'makefes es kol ha-kone. Avo b'shar tabois loy. Now we're going to see Amore de Kechumre that Rav Shmuel Wamachad. Let us see Rashi. Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yud, the Rube ke Kula. Va'af Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yud, aloi oma kloima. Af al gav del Rabbi Yossi, Rube ke Kula, there's such a concept of Rube ke Kula. Lei omar shetei shchitos ekshero betoich ha-tabas. If a person will cut the tabas in the tabas, it will only be good ala betabas gedoylo, by the top tabas. Shema kefes es kol ha-kone, it completely surrounds the kone. Now the kone is the inside krum that is surrounded by the tabois. Hilkach Shiva Kone. That tabas is called Kone, because it surrounds the Kone.
Aval b'shar taboyis, but the other taboyis, which are made like a horseshoe, ein shchitos ekshero b'toichon klal. So the Sichas Chulin explains that there was a loch l'moishim m'sina, you have to cut the kone. You have to cut the kone in the beishit. Now, kone, the kone is a circular tube. That's called kone. Now, if you're going to cut beinata boys, so you cut the kone. If you cut the middle ta boys, that's not called, you cut kone. There's no kone over here. Because this mokim is not completely, this mokim is not called mekayim kone because it does not surround completely the kone. This is not called kone. Kone is where you see the whole circumference. That's called kone. So the tabas hagdoila is called kone. Beinat habois is called kone. There you have kone. The places where you have the other taboys, that mokim is not called kone. Now let us say a lumbus of ruboy kekuloi, that's also called kone. Because since roib of the kone is mukif, is surrounded by this taboys, let's say ruboy kekuloi, that is ki'ilu, the whole kone was surrounded with this taboys. So that's what Rav Shmuel said. No. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda only said a shtik toire in the Maise Shchita. In Maise Shchita you have to shech the whole kone. So then there's a din of ruboy kikuloi. If I shechted roiv of the kone, it's kilo, I shechted the complete kone. But there's another loch. You have to shecht kone. It's only called kone, the area that is completely surrounded, that completely surrounds the windpipe. That's called kone. To say rubo kikuloi and consider the moki matabois kone, that's not called kone. Just one second, now let us see Rashi. Avo bishar tabois ein shritos ek sheiro b'soichon. In these tabois, klaun. Elo? Bein tabas le tabas. Between one tabas and the other tabas, there you have kone, because that mokim is called kone. But b'soicha tabas, b'soicha tabois, all the tabois, that's not called kone. The kivin she'ein makifin es kola kone kedefrishit. Since all these tabois are not makif, they don't surround completely the kone. Shezitzu is bosal mechabroson, because it's like a horseshoe and it doesn't completely surround the kone. So this tabas is not called kone. This tabas is not la kone nino. Ha'afal gav the makif in rube, even though these tabois are makifroid. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. That what Rabbi Yosi holds, rubei kekuloi hanimili b'mokim shchita. If it is a mokim shchita, it is a kone. V'shochat rubo nishechted roiv of the kone. Then we have a din of rubei kekuloi. L'hamil samrine rubo kekuloi. Avol l'shavyei. Mokim kosher l'shchita, to say that this is a mokim shchita, if it's not kone, because it's not completely surrounded, but to say rubei kekulei keilu, it is completely surrounded. Mishum haitaima, lo yamrinen rubei kekulei. Tabas lo ikri kone. The halacha Moshe says you have to shech the kone. The tabas is not called the kone. Midekama she'ein makif in eskola kone. So this entity of a tabas is not called kone. Shma mino krum shebeseicha tabas. Inside is a krum. Hamechase oise bebefni mikri kone. That's called kone. But the tabas is not called kone, and beinat tabois is called kone, and the tabas agdel is also called kone, since it's completely makif the kodesh.